Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game five of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Christian Correa, Shuckers development coach and the first base coach of quite possibly the fastest team in minor league baseball. Christian, thanks much for joining us.
No problem. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you? You are a man that sees everybody for about 0.2 seconds before they jet off to second.
Yeah, it's since spring training, kind of been the theme with Mikey. He's said we're going to play super aggressive, and we got guys that can run, so we're going to let them run.
How much do you enjoy that?
It's awesome. I mean, it makes my job easy. I just got to tell them one not to run, I guess, and I just give them times on the pitcher, and hopefully they get a good jump.
How easy is it when you're the first base coach, and all you got to do is tell them not to go, because it seems like they're maybe not – even is one guy on the team that does not have a green light?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple, but there's also, I mean, it's good. I mean, it's good for those guys. They know how to, when they have to run, they look for signs, they peek in, they try to pick counts. So it's a good thing for their development. And I mean, super aggressive, and I'm glad to see that they're having success.
How much do you enjoy it? First year coaching an affiliated ball, and you're thrown out and coaching first?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment, learning curve, but I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything, so it's pretty good. So I think it's getting better and better day by day.
What's the biggest thing you've learned coaching first?
Don't get picked off.
That's a good thing to learn. That's a good thing to learn. Yeah, the other side of things, not only do you have to worry about not getting picked off, but there have been a couple innings this year where you are having to run. It seems like a sprint every couple of moments back to the dugout with the gear. How's that been? You're getting your 40 times down?
Yeah, I guess the bat boys don't want to do their job. I don't know. But, I've had to go get the gear and then bring it back to the dugout. So, yeah, I've also been trying to do that and still being not getting anyone backpicked while trying to drop some gear off. So
it's always a good thing, though, when that happens, because it means it's a big inning if you're having to run back and forth.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the more gear, the better we're off. So that's good.
There we go. You're happier first base coach.
Happier first base coach.
Last night was a real fun thing. Luis De Avila started for the M Braves, and you two were teammates back in winter ball in Columbia. How funny was it to look out onto the mound and be like, hey, I remember you?
Yeah, actually, the first time he started against us, we talked about it. It was pretty funny. It kind of had like a little insight on it. I was like, I know he doesn't have a good move, so I told the guys, like, hey, not a good move. So if you think you got a good jump, go ahead. But, yeah, I played winter ball in Barranquilla with him for 2 years, and then we played actually on the national team together, so it was a pretty cool deal.
You played in Colombia for a couple years for winter ball. How fun is it to play winter ball?
Yeah, it's a different environment, man. I was even there during COVID, and there was no fans, and the energy both teams brought, it's just – it was something different, so it was pretty cool. I got to play in the Caribbean Series as well in Mexico, so it was pretty cool. I mean, it's an honor to whenever you get to put your country's colors on. It's pretty awesome.
When you're a proud Colombian who got to play in Colombia, how special was that?
It was awesome, man. It was funny. The way I got contacted was actually Jose Mosquera. He's a coach with the Pirates in the Pirates organization, and he contacted me through Instagram. And I just worked through getting papers through my mom's bloodlines and everything, because she was born there and everything. So I was actually I have dual citizenship now, so it's pretty cool. And I got to represent them in the Pan American Games, Olympic qualifiers, so pretty cool deal.
How special was it for your mom to see your son wear the colors of the country she was born in?
Yeah, it was a huge moment, huge moment. So it was awesome. I got the jersey framed, so pretty cool.
You also have a couple jerseys framed. One of them got sent by another guy who played in indie ball and in Columbia with you, Adam Brett Walker. Yeah. How has that relationship developed over the years, including some time in Columbia?
Yeah, we met 2020. Actually, no, I lied. We met in 2018. We played together for like a brief stint, like 5 days in Kansas City. Barely even talked. And then we actually got close in 20. And it was awesome, man. We keep in contact all the time. We became really good friends. Him, me, and Miles Smith are really good friends. So we always talk. And he's with the Tokyo Giants now. He sent me a jersey, so it was awesome.
There's been some stories coming out of when you were with the Milwaukee Milkmen of your mom sending arepas, coffee, all sorts of things. Is she still sending those your way?
She did when she was in Chattanooga. She made a bunch for the team, and a bunch of guys crushed them in the lobby.
There we go. How much did you enjoy it?
Oh, I enjoyed it. It's every time I get the chance to have a home cooked meal or have some Colombian food, it's awesome. It's great. But yeah, it's always good to have a little part of home. So,
well, an arepa's never a bad thing.
Yeah, never a bad thing.
Well, Christian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:05.